Rory. Halach meskinan kigayin shetilta lahavi ale gaizlois. Mishosh hamidas kamifli. Mishosh mesav mishosh hamidas gazlenu hava. Chaser bershusa didei chaser. Mishosh mesav hamidas shal hava. Chaser bershusa demara chaser. Shalosh Amidas, says Rashi, Rabban and Gazlanu, Rabbi Shlach, has Benoy and Sochemini, the Pligi Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, Buki Rava, Pluktai, with Shalosh Amidas, from the Rabban and Gazlan Hava, and Buki Rava, the Rabban and Bachi, Svirulei, Lidi Dei, Gazlan Hava. I had looked at Mills as a Rabban, that was Gavase. So the Gemara is Taila. The Gemara says, "B'chol b'shar b'sil is b'zvayin in shalosh lamidas." Here in shalosh lamidas. So Abraham's been bothered from day one. The Mishnah says, "Shleichad p'kad."
That's the question, Abraham.
Yeah.
How can the Gemara say that the Mechlek is by Shalosh Lamidas? If the Mishnah says Shalayachab Bekodin, it soon gives the impression that we're talking about the parasha of Shlichas Yad. Unless it just means the Metzias of Shlichas Yad, he was Shalayach Yad. By being Shalosh Lamidas, he was Shalayach Yad Bekodin. It's not the parasha of Shlichas Yad, but he was Shalayach Yad, which, I guess that's what you have to say. He was a Shalech Abdon. By using it, that's called Shlichas Yad. He was a Shalech Yad. Chiv is not a Shlichas Yad. The issue of it is not a Shlichas Yad. The issue is of Shalosh Amidas Gazlan. But Metzias, he was Shalech Bayad.
How
does
that say?
What?
Beishamai,
as far as Beishamai
is concerned,
no. Shleich
Yad is the same as
Shleich
Yad.
It
doesn't mean
Chisoron
is equivalent to
Shalosh
Amidas.
I said, but the Baal himself had a problem with the Baal,
though,
right? Yes. That's a different problem. But the Baal is still young. Okay. Fine. So everyone's saying that the Fida Baal Amar that we had at all that said the Shleich Yad, the Baal from Baal, the Hans Rashi's Kasha. Was it more by the behemoth, by the roya? Why are we talking about Shlichas Yad Tzarach 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 when he used, when he put the makel on the behemoth, that was Rash Kash, Tzarach Tzarach. And the Balmor over there said, to answer Rash Kasha, that no, the mandam Shlichas Yad Tzarach Tzarach is really the same thing as Tzarach Tzarach. So upon him, if he's there, maybe we make more sense. Is it saying when the Mishnah Shlichas Yad, saying Shalosh Amidas, it might be the Fida Baal Amar makes sense that it's the same, that it could be called Shlichas Yad because it's really the same thing. Being Shalosh Amidas, for Shoyim to be Shalosh Amidas, is the same thing as the Manam of Shlichas Yad, it's Archazar. Baal Amar told us.
When we say that you can't say the first side, that because Rabbi holds Shiva said the answer to the son, what does it help by saying Shalosh Amidas Gazanava? Because that's the same thing.
That
was Balmora's question, right? No.
That's the question everyone asked in Baal One.
Hey, brother.
What was the question?
Say it again. See, if the Gemara had a kasha, Rava tried to say they're arguing by Tzur Chasarim. The Gemara said,
Rava
himself. What? And the Rava answers,
did
you
get anything?
What is he getting? That's what Menachem was asking. Good question. If the Fida Baal Amar, Shlichas Yad, Mandem Tzur Chasarim, Shlichas Yad, Gazan, the same thing, then What did Rabbi gain? Rabbi just got trashed for trying to say Shlomo Sanzer Chasarin. Then, so what does he gain by saying Shlomo Shlomadats? And the Gemara says the same thing, right? My brother of Meshame. Gemara does have the same taina. Like, what was the. Right? Either way, the Gemara has that same taina. The question is, though. No, but. No. But some kash was the habit. Either way, he's saying like Meshame, right? That's still shver. The question is, though. So it's, you know, basically, really, the question boils down to that Rudolf of Balmar asked himself. Now, why are we giving two kimtes? It's the same thing. It's just saying the same thing over again in different words. So what's the point? What's the point in two kimtes? That's Balmar's question himself, right? That the Gemara says that as two different things. Because Balmar, it's really one thing. The fact that what was Rabbi thinking, I would just slug them up, so that's not a kasha. No matter, even if Shlomo Shlomadat has nothing to do with Shlichus Yad, Shlichus Aron, you have a question. First is Shlichus Yad, boom, so you hold like Meshame. Okay, Shlomo Shlomadat, we know yours, right? Oh, so they have the same problem, because Rav Shlomo Gaza, he holds like Meshame. So that's a question, it's not in the Gemara. But it's true, the Balmar asked himself that if Shlichus Yad, Shlichus Aron, Shlomo Shlomadat Gaza, the same thing, so why is the Gemara splitting it up?
So the Vavia says, "V'chi chasar oy haiser, mishuse the day hava." Right? That's the yilke b'chasar v'yaser. So what does that mean? If it was chasar oy haiser, mishuse the day hava. Mesil sabri, shor hava, shor lemchay v'chas oynis. The Bishus of the Mare, Kaim Bar Hashta. If it's still Yichai, whatever's told, if it was Yichai Meshas Ainis, if he, Meshame is told in Shas, Shalosh Shlomidas. So on this question over here, right, what's the Dima Shalosh Shlomidas? Magabe Yukra Vizula, right? We say Shalosh Shlomidas Gazan. So what happens if you Shalosh Shlomidas, and then you Shalosh Shlomidas, then it went up or went down, and then another thing happened. What's it then? Shalosh Shlomidas. So the the Imre Baruch and Simrei Saibes is Mesuk about this. Tzarech Inim, Hoyeshov Vashash, it goes to Mchaba Vesez, this is basically Din of Shlichus Yad. Ain't of Shalach Vayad, and Shalach Vayad, yeah? Then he read the Beshusev, Chai Vainzen. Even we didn't use it yet. Shlichus Yad Eitz Shlichus Aron. We pass the Shlichus Yad Eitz Shlichus Aron. Yet, Rashi Yibiyah, Kedei L'shtamish Ba'betash Shem Mechasreis. Mechav pass the Shlichus Yad Eitz Shlichus Aron. But it has to be Aldas L'chaser. Not like we saw yesterday from the Ramban. Okay? More like we saw from the Mokhi Yais. Oz Chayek Yil Chosrei. Oz Chayek Yil Chosrei. Mamish says that Nusuch, that Mano Mashlichus Yad Eitz Shlichus Aron. Pshadei is Kilo Kilu yor mechaser, mechayi bekilu yor mechaser. Right? Avul megbi alasa is b'bay tashmish. She'ein the mechaseroi, ein the mechayi meshas hadba, el meshas tashmish. Lo em shem shlichas yad, she'ein the shalach b'yad, ki em shem mechaseroi, ein mechaseroi. He's not planning to be mechasrit. So it's not shlichus yad. Elof neish u'shoyl shlomidas tabir gazlam. Okay, so that's what Mechaber says. That either shlichus yad ain't shlichus yad, that's medas lechasr. So if the shoyber is shoyl shlomidas, then he'll be chayiv al tzgazim shoyl shlomidas. And the Rechag, the Mechaber says, that it's dafka when you actually start using it. Yeah? When you actually start using it. Shol shlamidas, it's a gazlin, is only when you start using it. That's the shita of the Torah. Says, says Reb Krager. Says Reb Krager, the Mug Yosef says not like that. Mug Yosef by us. Where's the Mug Yosef? Mug Yosef says, on the Gemara. Mug Yosef says not like that. Shalosh Lamidas. If you picked it up to be Shol Shlomidas, you're ready to gazan right away. Yeah? On the Memalov. He said there's three things, right? Three things to Mechayev the Shomer. Either Menas the Goizla, the Chasra, Oy, I'm not the shtamish, but af bishlan the shtamish, but have a gazan Allah, the chay b'ainsim. Is that nikkur shal shal medas b'aylam? Have a gazan. Yeah? So, Miguel Yisav argument says that you don't need that you actually use it. As long as you start it, as long as you pick it up to use, you're ready shal shal medas. The mechabes is not like that. Mechabes is only if you use. Now, I saw what Beis Yosef says, so where's the Mechaber coming from? So he says, from the Lashon HaGemara, he says from the Gemara of Memala, which is the same Gemara as Bayas, we took the Lahavi guy's lies. Says Beis Yosef, you see from there, you have to have used it. You only chayv shalosh hamidas if you actually use it. Right? Where did you see in the Gemara? If anything, book for carrot. I thought the Gemara was a riot for carrot. What does the Gemara say? What's Lashon Gemara? Gonna tilt lahavi, the tilt lahavi, let guys guy's lois. What does that mean?
Didn't necessarily use it.
You picked it up, lahavi, let guy's lois. You're metalplit, lahavi, let guy's lois. Don't say you actually used it to get the guy's lois?
You will. You will bring the guy's lois.
Of course you need le. Of course, it has to be a das to use it. No. Otherwise, you're not shalosh shlomidas.
Once you use it, that's the
use. No, you picked it up to do it. That's you picked it up to do it. Doesn't say you did it. So what are you telling me? It has to be that you're going to do it.
The geizlis doesn't start until you have
a lot. You picked it up. You metalplit to bring the geizlis. Do you see anything in those words that you actually went and got the geizlis?
Picked it up.
I can't screw you too much. They said, like, you but my son, what are you talking about?
Pick it up.
To bring the guys
on. It's the picking up and then there's the bringing the guys on.
It doesn't say you got the guys, you picked it up in order to get the guys on. I'm telling you. You told the lit hobby.
Okay, read the hobby is, and you will.
And you did?
And you will.
You did it to bring. You picked it up, lit hobby, you picked it up, lit hobby, to bring, to get the guys. Stop. But I said that, I already told that. The Ma'isa, the Machne Ephraim, though, that Rebbeger brings down over here, Rebbeger brings down a different Nakuda. The Machne Ephraim explains the Shita. What does he say in the Shita? What does he say in the Shita? What is the Shita Tur? Well, what's the Pshat? Why should you have to need that you actually started? What's wrong? What's wrong with Lahavi? Why is that? Why is it any gazlan? Why didn't he over here dafka? He actually did it. Says the Machne Ephraim, based on Tosfos and the Memalov and Beis, and the Ritva over there. What did Taisim and Malvin Bey say? There was a sugya there of when Rava said that where do we know Shlichus Yad Tzarchus Sarin? Because we could have learned Shlichus Yad from Shaila. Right? So why do we have a separate puzzle for Shlichus Yad? Halamai, huh? Halamai, even though there's no chasar. Right? That's what Gemara said. Look, Taisis, in time, and they have Mishael, Shein Tzarech Hasar. The Mishas Mashiach, Chai Bain Seb, Afka, Lenish Namish. There's what do you need extra pasuk to tell Mishach Zayin Tzarech Hasar in? Insofar that you're learning out Shein Tzarech Mishael, you can also learn out Shein Tzarech Hasar. Where Shein Tzarech Yad, by Shael, Zun, you picked it up, Yichai Vereinzim. So by Shein Tzarech Yad, if you learn out Shlichus Yad Mishael, then you need to be working with Chasir, you should be Chai. That was Taisa Kash. Yeah? Sounds familiar? Hold it. Epita, Yishlaim Ad Yishayel Dinu, Kim the Moish Chodas Bailin, Choshev Kilo Rum Nishtamish Bo, Chodas Kein Shala, Blab Lok Makilsa, Shilt, Ashlaim Chodas, Eni Choshev Kilo Kvar Nishtamish Bishloim, Mashiach Lavada, Kach Liyavina Ad Yishayel. Now, Mashiach Yesh Bechassar. Right? So, what's that cost? What's that saying? So the Ritva over there said, and that we say the Chorer might be Pshat Taisis, that by She'ela, there's no reason to think he's not going to use it. He borrowed Das the Bible, he borrowed to use it. Hashem came by Shlichus Yad. By Shlichus Yad, just because he picked it up, Al Das, to be Shalech by Yad, doesn't mean that he'll do it. Maybe the Eitz HaTayv will come in. Maybe he'll change his mind. So, Mele, just because Shoyu Echayev right away, because then we have no reason to think that you're not going to actually use it. But by Shalech Yad, maybe you're going to change your mind. Right? The Elu Shoyal came to the Lomloch Shoyal Agaponim Nishtamish Bakoy. Bahu Anom Chayb Navshe. Koim Nishtamish, Mishtamish Dami. Shengim Bishoymer, Shalech Yad, Api Shechosh of Lasses Kane, El Chayb Al Machshavtoi. Kol Zman Shalech Oser. Shani Aymer, Ula Yimlach, Shlei Lassay's Dovish like a din, Lei Shnamish Bokhlau. Kach Tirtsu B'taisvis. Yeah? Oh, Vela, Zok the Machne Ephraim. Now we can understand the Shita of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Right? We wanted to know, why is the Shulchan Shlomidas different than a Shoyal? A Shoyal is Chayim right away. Shulchan Shlomidas, you only Chayim until you actually use it. Right? You only become a shoyal shamadaz, God's only if you actually use it. Why? Very simple, says the Machaneh Ephraim. Based on this Ritva, that the reason why you can't learn out Shlichus Yad from Shoyal, Shlichus Yad ain't Tzarech Hasar from Shoyal, is because Shoyal, there's no reason, nothing stopping you. So it's something you're going to use it. Says it. As if you used it. Mashiach came by Shlichus Yad. He can't learn Hashem's answer to Chassar. Why? But maybe he'll change his mind. No. Dr. Machmarim, very simple. M.K. No idea. By Shalosh Lamidas. Shalosh Lamidas is tantamount to Shlichus Yad as a Chassar. Shalosh Lamidas, picked it up. I'll ask to use. Maybe his guilt feelings will take over and he'll end up not using it. So, Mela, just like you can't learn Shlichus Yad, answer to Chassar from Shoyal. So too, you can't learn now, Shalosh Lamidas from Shoyal. They should be chat. Why? Because it's smart. You might change your mind. That L'chayra would be the Hezber to explain this Shita. Oh. But But says the Machne Ephraim, though, maybe after once, maybe this is only before we have the Gzeres Kasa, the Shichas Yad and Shichas Sarin. But once we say that Shichas Yad and Shichas Sarin, once we say that Shichas Yad and Shichas Sarin, we have Pesukim, right? Because why say Shichas Yad and Shemachim, Shemachar? We learn from Shoyal. So now we have Pesukim tells them Shichas Yad and Shichas Sarin. So what do we see? We see, even though there's a Svar that you might change your mind, we say that no, you're still Chai. Once you have the Shichas Yad, Eitzar L'Sar. So it means, so what is that telling me? Is there a cause of Shichas Yad? Or is it telling me that no, even though he might change his mind, still a Machayev him. If you picked it up, Adas, the Bishleach V'Yad, you know, you didn't do it yet, Yichayev. I'm sorry, you might change your mind. No, Yichayev anyway. In case of the Machne Ephraim, maybe you are then, by Shalosh Lamedas. Because once we learn out that Shalosh Lamedas is Shichas Yad, Eitzar L'Sar. So then we see you don't say that svar. You don't say that, oh, maybe they change his mind. And we say that no. Even though he might change his mind, he's planning on using it. That's already Mechayim as a Gazlan. So man is like Machayim, can't tell him what the Mashayim. So it's not Mochach. And he himself, he wants to say that his Cheshme is making his Moch in the Ritva himself. Because he claims that the Ritva holds that Shalosh Lamedas is Chayiv even though you didn't actually use it. Now, he says from the Ritva on the Mem Aleph, the Maska Holei Chosra, well, that's what someone put it in, that's not by himself. That's where the Ritva handles Rashi, the Rashi we just discussed. Right? That in the Sugi by Raya. Yes, when you the parish of Shlichus Yad, then where's the whole discussion of Chsarin? Typically that's Shalosh Lamedas. You're using the animal to schlep your satchel and your staff. So he claimed that over there says you're not chayiv, in the case of the makel, the roi, you're not chayiv al shlichas yad, al shlosh lamedas. El kshayis by melacha meruba, sheroi l'chasra. But if it's just l'nich makel, to me lol derech arai, then there's no kapeda, there's no shlosh lamedas. Yeah? This might be an afgamina, l'gabe, using someone's pen for a minute. This morning, we say that Shalosh Lamedas that if there's an umdana that he has a mind, is there a problem with Shalosh Lamedas? Is there a problem? We say like Yish Lamedas Lev Yish. Here it goes says that if there's a svar, there's no kapay, there's just for a short, alright, there's no kapay, there's no Shalosh Lamedas, he says.
That's right.
But it, what?
That's right.
Say, we're not arguing that. There was it, right? Whatever, what's the difference? Anyway, but he doesn't like this pshat. Why? The loy have bedait l'shtamish by his mamaruba k'day l'k'day chesaron af shlichus yad ain't kan. So he's saying there's no shalosh lamedas, no shlichus yad either. Yeah. But what do you see from here? Then bishadait l'shtamish by his mamaruba, then there's shalosh lamedas. So he says dait l'shtamish by his mamaruba, but it doesn't mean you didn't start using it. It seems that the Machvayim is the same this Ritva, because he says it's Daitlish, but it's Mamaruba, you're ready to Chayiv now. So you see that you don't need to start using it. I don't see the raya. You have to start using it, but yidas is we don't see that. Yidas is for a long time, but it could be a need to start using it. If you didn't start using it, then maybe you have to svaraz and change your mind. But once you put it on, then there's no svaraz. Oh, change his mind, he won't use it for lomad mam rupa. Once you start using it, you don't have that svar anymore. So I don't really see the raya from the ritva. Akapan Rabbi Nishvi the Machlefayim at least explains the shita of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Tyson the ritva legabe. Why can't you learn out shlichus and answer concern from the parasha from Shiloh? But he himself wants to, this is what Rafael quotes him for, he wants to make an essay, and maybe say that even these Rishonim, that say you have to actually use it, maybe it's Dafka by us, by case of a Shomer, where you didn't take it out of the Rishus of the Baila. He said, but let's say a regular Shalosh Shemelim Das, I go over and take your bike. Yeah? So there, if I took it out of your shus, even only to use it, so that itself could be considered a ganeipa. In other words, my shimer, until you use it, we say that it's not called shalosh hamadas. But over there, if you took it out of his rishos to use it, that's taking out of rishos could be considered a, even if it's only al das to use, but that's taking out of rishos, that could compromise the gneiva. You took it out of the rishos, you didn't take it out of the key, you took it out of the rishos, that's taking out of the rishos, even just to use, could be considered my isa gneiva. Top.
It's not a Gemara.
Now, the Imre Baruch, Baruch Frankel, he has a shy like this. Tzarech beer. Tzarech in. Im hoi yishavu b'shah shlichus yad dinner, b'shah shenena say yishavu b'ez dinarim, im nifter b'dinner echad kidin gazlin, shenem mishal milk shas gazela, or not. Okay? Yisrael came up this morning a little bit in the Ravid, and Neil was hacking away. Yeah? So the Imre Baruch clears the shine. So again, when we say Rabbi Shlomo Shloimidas is Gazlan, yeah, that we pass it. So now, by Gazlan we know that it is if it went up or went down, and then something happened. How much does he pay? What? Shasak Zayla. Question is, what about a Shalosh Lamidas? What about a Shalosh Lamidas? That's the Shem. So, he wants to be placed in the Shaila from where? From the Rishonim. The Rishonim that we had the other day. I mean, the Rishonim will ask the Kasha. From Gimel Men Aleph, the Rabban, the Ritva. What is the difference between a Shaila and a Gazlan? Why is it the Gazlan, where was it? Mamela. What's halacha? When he went up, he only pays what? A Gazlan, a Shoyal pays Kishas Aynes. Right? That was the question of Rishonim. So what did Rishonim answer? That by Gazlan, as soon as you took it out of Rishusa to Gazlan, right? It's not Rishusai, lehekdish or kenyan. It's not Rishusai, lehekdish or kenyan. Shein kim by Shayol, it's still by him. Lehekdish or kenyan. So Mela, we don't say that you chayiv from, then you only chayiv, the chayiv reinzin, this is, look, Meshusa is only when When it actually happened, when the oinus actually happened, Shengim Magazlin were there. You took it out of the Rishos L'Inyin Hekdesh L'Kinyin. Therefore, that's the time when Meshusa L'Inyin Einzim. Right? Samer Zokdim Baruch. So let's clarify. What would be the Din by Shalosh Shlamidas? By Shalosh Shlamidas, is it Meshusa L'Kinyin or L'Hekdesh or not? So he says, he names the Dov Pashit, that Shalosh Shlamidas, Kivin Nafka Meshus HaBailim Klal, Kibiyotum LaHakdash Limkar, Yesh L'Chayiv L'Shol Ba'inzim, Kifi Shav Yoy B'Shas Ainis, Imhukar Akhir Shtamshus Shlamidas, Imhuzo Chayiv Shalom Shash Shtamshus, Midin Gazlin. So what does he want to say? That according to Rishayim, the chiluk between Gazlan and Shoyl, you know, what's Kaveya, whether it's Shas Gneva or Shas Ainis, is whether or not you took out Rishos of the Bailan, Linyan, etc. Right? So now, he names on the Pashit, that by Shosh Lamidas, it's still Rishos of Bailan. Shosh Lamidas is considered Bishus HaBailim in Kenyan the Hekdesh. So a guy Shosh Lamidas, the Bailim could be Makdish it. So Mela, his Chiv is going to be like a Shayil, Rabbi Einzim. If it went up, it'll be Chayiv like a Shayil. What does that do with anything? What does that do with his shayla? What does the shayla? He has a formula that he has from the Rishonim. He's just plugging Shalosh Lamidas into that formula. Was the Reis Makab about Meis Machlocha? Of course he's Chayiv Meis Machlocha. What's the shayla? Of course he's Chayiv. He's a Ghana. He's not a Ghana. No one knows that Shalosh Lamidas is Mipot Meis Machlocha. Shalosh Lamidas, my name is Shalosh, he's Pantan Gazan, my name is Gazan, he's a guy, why are you being that anything? Now, L'chayra, we can argue on this in a few ways. Because first of all, I just read you a Dva that says not on you. Right? What? Get to the right, chill. What does Ritva say before the right? Ritva Bamansiyah. Gimon Beis. What does Ritva say? El Chayr could be El Chayr's Mukhach. In the Gemara. No? No? What does Ritva say? I read again. B'sham esah b'shal shalmedas. Gazan ha, very good. B'chichaser ha'hoyser. B'shusay lidei hava. B'chichaser ha'hoyser. B'chichaser ha'hoyser. B'shusay lidei hava. What does that mean? I asked you to translate. I read a whole sentence. Yeah. Tell me one word. B'chichasar oyhoyser b'shusin dey hava. What does that mean? What? If it went up, why did you translate that? If it went up or went down, if b'shusay the day. So the Chayyim saying, Farish. Is there a begazel guy by Yikra Mazula? Right? What? And this happens to be. What safe is this? Ritva. And he bases everything on the Ritva. Right? But Chayyim, it's not even the Ritva. Chayyim, isn't this a book from the Gemara? Isn't it a book from the Gemara? What's the Gemara saying? Isn't that what the Gemara saying?
Shammai said, Yilgib Chasir, Yilgib Yasser. Shammai said, Yilgib Chasir Yasser. What are we saying? Right? It went down. If it went. He chaser, but she's day chaser, the word says. What do we about chaser? What's by yeser? Huh? What's by yeser?
You pay the
shas kitzah. Why?
That's
shas kitzah. What? That's shas kitzah. No, go to the tibishama. Tibishama, shalom 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 shalom.
So what is it?
You don't see when it went up. But the Ma'aser Ritva says, the Ritzalon Ritva, the Chichasar, I Haiser, Rishus Deha. That means it would be the Fina Ritva, if it was Ibn Mail afterwards, what's it then? Huh? It's Chasik Zayel. Ritva says, Chichasar, I Haiser, Rishus Deha. Right? So if he taka broke it, sorry, if he broke it, then it's time for Chasik. He's Chayim for the Nugazel, whatever it is. Right? But if it was Ipameh, Leva says, it was Chayser, a Chaser, the Shuse, the day. Right? It means he's a Gazel, the Choldover. Right? It means if it went up and it broke by itself, you pay the low price, like a Gazel. Or, Nahagin Baruch, once said, Daser Ritva, Dafka, you pay Dafka, Bedaser Ritva, because over here, it's totally in. Well, he took it away from him, Linyan, Kenyan, or Hekdish. So therefore we say...
He brings other Ritva specifically.
What?
He brings other Ritva specifically.
He said, but over here you don't have that. Chas Hamban V'cha Ritva. Huva B'asipas Kenyan. Otherwise known as the Shikun Betzes.
That's pretty straightforward.
Okay, so therefore... So what could we say? What could we say to argue on the Cheshbon? We say one or two things. Either we could say that. Either we could say. What we have to say is that what he said, when his Cheshbon is wrong, the Hainu. That it's not true. Yiras Shalosh Lagaz. You took it away from the Gazlan. You took it away Le'inyan, Kenyan, the Hekdesh. The Imre Baruch is the Lord Pashit. The Shalosh Lagaz is Beshos Ha Nigzal, Beshos Ha Bailim, Le'inyan Hekdesh, the Kenyan. Al Karcha, we have to say, if Yudah made that equation, that whether or not you go Basa Me'kara or you go Basa Shas Aynes, it's totally whether it's Haitz and Mishuz Barilim Lin Hekdish Vikinyan. So you have to say that by Shalosh Lamidas, what's the Dilin Gabi Hekdish Vikinyan?
It's out of
Baal's Mishuz. Okay? That's what Aleph Bey is we have to do to otherwise have a standard advice. Now, why taka is it? So this, here we can say one or two things. Because this really brings you to Shaila. Does a Shalosh Lamedas have Kiyana Gezela? Is a Shalosh Lamedas kind of machinery?
Right? If a shalosh shana is kain b'shinui, so that means that he has kain gezeilah. And to say the reason why the bialim can't be makdished by v'yeichna, zel fishein shaloi, zel fishein b'shusoi, is because he has kain gezeilah, like the Ramban, made a mistake on that, I think, that like the Ramban in the fourth parak of Baba Kama. Even if he's willing to give it back, but still we say, if you have Yonah Gezeilah, you can't be mocked the shit. So now, Shalosh Lebedas, is Yonah Gezeilah or not? So, this is Mukia Yosef, that was on the Marmukhaimus list. The Sugya Pchas Nevela, which the Rav talks about as well. Right? This Din Pchas Nevela, the Ganev, steal something and it gets totaled. So how much does he have to pay? Does he have to pay the value minus the wreck? Yeah? Stole something, wrecked the guy's car. So now, okay, the car, you know, it's worth $50. So you have to pay $1,000 minus the $50. And the wreck remains by the nigzal. Well, no, you got to pay the whole thing, and you deal with the wreck. Yeah, that's pchas nevela. So what do we say by gazlan? We say you kind of machinery, and therefore, who deals with it?
The gazlan.
And says the book Yosef in Baba Kama, and who are then by shalosh lebedas. So let's say you got a total, it's Gazlan. Who deals with the Nevela? Who deals with the wreck? Says the Mukhi Yosef, Shalosh Lamedas. Right? So if that's true, then that's a very simple way of arguing on the Mibarak. If the Mekiyasev, the Ritva is like a Mekiyasev, which very often is the case, the Mekiyasev very often goes Hashitas Ritva, not always, but very often. And therefore, according to Mekiyasev, if we say that Shalosh Lebedas is a complete Gazlan, and he has Kinyan Gezeilah, and that's why the Pchas, is his problem. Yeah? So, if we ask ourselves, Shalosh Lamedas, the Bible want to be Makdashit, or be Makdit, what's it then?
Can't.
What?
Can't.
Can or can't?
With a T.
The English is can't, so it works out a little better. But the Americans, can't, sounds exactly the same. But anyway, even the RBS Americans. So the lechayer is pashit, the chavaisa no pashit the cheshbin that the baruch is wrong, right? Why? Because shalosh lamedas gazlin means it's kind of machinery. It's kind of machinery. That means he has kind of gazela. If he has kind of gazela, the bialim cannot be makdishin. The bialim cannot be makdish. Now, even if you want to say not like that. Even if you want to say like the Ravid. The Ravid says, at least, that Pchas, yeah, what's done by Pchas, by Shalosh Lamedas, Daniel? What does the Ravid hold by Pchas, by Shalosh Lamedas? What? Huh?
It says he's not
kind of
machine.
Who has to deal with the
pchas?
The bialim.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not kind of machine, right? So if he's not kind of machine, then look how are you? The bialim should be able to makdish it. If he doesn't, if kind of machine is telling in kinyan gezeilah, and pchas is telling in kind of machine, yeah. the pras tall and kind of machine. And then it turns out that a shalosh lamedas, the bailim of the ravid would be able to be makdish it.
Okay.
We all made the shot.
He was never
kind. I'm not interested in the LMIs right now. I want to know a simple fact. According to the Rambam, what's the din of pras? Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What's the din of pras?
It's not kind of
machine. Not kind of machine. Yeah? So therefore, can the Baal be makdashin? He's not coming, he hasn't been carrying his hand. That much for sure. Whether, you know, we will go after that, we'll get back to him, not running away. Right? But as far as I just want to know, our cheshbon here right now. Our cheshbon here right now. So what, again, I'm working with him in my baruch's cheshbon over there. Okay? So now, if the rabbi holds that he doesn't have carrying his hand, then you could argue that what? That the Baal could be makdish it. Then the law would be that what happened if it went up, we'll have to pay the higher price. Right? However, that's not muchach. Because haray, the sheet of the Baal Mar is not like that. Shita Baal Mar is the Ganav wants to return it. Right? The Ganav wants to return it. Then what's the halacha? Then the Baal could be makdish it. Why? It's the way the Velt explains. The Gedolei the Rosh Yeshivas explain that what? Because the Ein Veshusai of Rabbi Yochanan is totally in Shlita, it's not totally getting his Eilim. So therefore, if he's willing to give it back, it's called Beshusai. And therefore, he could be Makdish. Right? Oh. But, so what's by Shalosh Lamidas? Shalosh Lamidas, he's going to give it back. He's going to give it back, sorry. Shalosh Lamidas, Ilfi Baal Mar, sorry. Shalosh Lamidas is giving it back, Ilfi Baal Mar is called Beshusai. Even outside, if you care. Ilfi Baal Mar, even outside that he has Kinyan Gizela, Ilfi Baal Mar comes out the other way. And even if you say Shalosh Lamidas, has Kinyan Gezeilim, and he has Kinyan Gezeilim, Kinyan Mishinoi, or Fid Baal Mar, still the Baal could be Makdish. Fid Baal Mar. Because he's going to give it back.
It's a little sweet, right now it's
a little sweet.
So what
would
we
play? That's where I made my. That's what I was thinking before. Now. That's why it just changed.
What
would be like Hooker? Oh, what was Harry Ray Ram? Shalosh and the Fid Baal. Right now he's using it. But Maisa, he's going to give it back. Is that cool? Is that like the guy that's willing to give it back or not? Well, he had a shot of the nail. I know. That's my point. Here, Baisai. The Fid Baal Mar. Yeah? Shalosh Lamidas, I'm sorry, the Baal Mar, the guy that wants to give it back, we say that the Baal could be Makdish. Why? He wants to give it back. What would you say to the Baal Mar by Shalosh Lamidas? By Shalosh Lamidas, he's willing to give it back. Right now, he's not giving it back. Right now, he's not giving it back. He's using it now, right? But he's going to give it back. So do we say that it's called not Beshusai? Because right now, he's not giving it back? But we say it's called Beshusai because he's not planning on keeping it. Agabanim, if it's telling Kenan Gazelas,
So then we chayav and we tell him machlokes Mugesif and the Raiv. Now, in the Raiv in itself, So there's been discussions about this. If the Ravid, what is the Ravid hold gabe Yukri Bazul? Now it's Mamish the Imikbar's question, what is the Ravid hold? We just made a cheshvin that the Ravid holds no kiyon gezeila, and being Makdash is calling kiyon gezeila. Yeah? And what, how much you have to pay is totally in being makdish it. Now, if the Ravid, what's going to come out? If the Ravid had, you know, was working with the Ravid with their band, the Ritva, then by Gazlan we say, the difference between Shoyl and Gazlan is whether or not the Ravid can makdish it. So, but according to the Ravid, the Ravid could be makdish it. Ask this, let's say. Right? Some king, it's about, then it should be like Shoyl. It should be like Shoyl. Right? According to Imre Baruch's formula. But the Shoyl is, what does the Rav Taka say? As the Neil Ben Hakim all morning. Right? What does the Rav say? That says the Rav. Yeah, Shoyl Shlomi, he lives the case of the Sphinx over there, Shoyl Shlomi dies. Afka mashmin like a gazlinian mesmach was a locha ulcho oinsin. The locha are not playing machal shayil, I feel with paksa. It's by shinoi. Shomin loy shvarim to shayil, like a sin like kulahai. Says the Ravid that what's the din by shosh lamidas? Linyim pchas. He says, even though he's considered a gazlin, linyim mesmach was a locha. He's chayim mesmach was a locha, he's not a shayil. And it says also he throws in a little chol einzim. Right? Nachum. Shosh medas. Says the Ravid. Even though he's a gazlin, linyan meis machmas halacha, shoyl is part of meis machmas halacha, a gazlin is chayim meis machmas halacha, so the linyan that, a shosh medas, is also chayim meis machmas halacha. Says the Ravid, ulchol einzim. Ulchol einzim. And then he turns around and says, Zuchol Einzim is like a Ganav. Yeah? And then he says, but like Mapik, Michal Shoyol, he's not, we're not Maitzi, Michal Shoyol, and therefore, the Gabi Pchas, we say Shavin Loi Shvarim. The Shvarim belong to him. The guy's not kind of, he's not kind of machinery. He's not kind of machinery. Because we're not Michal Shoyol. So here, this is a little bit difficult over here. What is this guy? Will the real Shoyl Shemadah stand up? What is he? Is he a Shoyl or is he a Gazlan? Is he a Gazlan that doesn't have Kiyon Gezeila? Or is he a Shoyl that's Chayim Esmach Zlacha? So the Rav, it's very difficult. Because on one hand, he throws in L'chol Einsin. And this was Zach's deal. The Chol Einzin sounds like Linyan Einzin. Linyan Einzin is considered a Gazlan, which means what would be the Allah Lagab if it went up? And then, if it went up and then there was an Einis? He's like a Gazlan, he pays. Shasak Zayl, he doesn't pay more. Right? But Midach Yisra, he says, Lenap Mechal Shal. Mechal Shal. We don't take him out of the Klal Mashayil. Le'inyin Pchas. Right? So we said, it sounds like he's still a Shayil. We take him out of the Klal Mashayil. Now, okay, if he's a Shayil, then what should we do if it went up? He should have to pay the high price. So this Ravid is really very difficult. We got to be this question.
Doesn't he say that this
Mismach Smacha and Onsen,
that's like a
Chomra?
It sounds like we're saying that the
onus
part is just a
Kula. Look, it seems like Kula High, we got a big Pchas.
What's not picking up is where you're gazling from this one. What?
What's not picking up
is
where you're gazling from this one.
What? We just said. What I mean is if it went up, it'll be a cooler.
Yeah, but it sounded like you're saying we're not.
It sounds like it's a chumrah.
Yeah.
Just that we only got b'chas, but we like on sinale.
Yeah.
Now this is, if I give it this, it's sinale. Here's the chumrah. Okay, so you're just making it worse. That's fine. That's fine. But
there's no real kinyani. It sounds like the whole thing is passed. It really is just short.
So I was wondering about that. I was wondering what I was assuming before. Yeah? I was assuming before that right at all, there's no kinyani gezeila. Right? And then we're not trying to machine. Right? Is that... Is that what he's saying? Or that also like man-made? Like, you know, like unseenly. Like unseenly, Linyan, yeah? Like unseenly, Linyan Pchas. That what? That he should have to, that the Shoyal, Shlem Da, slash Gaza, he should have to, he has to deal with it a bit. Like unseenly. So, it's hard to know, you know, he's just saying, stop, he's a shayel. So if you learn like the Neil is a shayel, so it's Pashtun is no Kinyan Gzeila, right? Pashtun Pchas is the Mashal. And what's it like in Sinale? Let's just, like in Sinale means the Hagufa, like in Sinale, they should have Dinah Magazlin, they should be cutting Kinyan Gzeila, have Kinyan Gzeila, and therefore have to pay the Pchas. Well, not that there's a special like in Sinale on the Pchas itself. So I guess the Ravid, there's the Shayin is here, the Shayin is there. It's really not clear exactly what the Ravid holds. Agade, in Baruch's question. Wait. Sudas. Tomorrow? Say something this week.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
You know how this feels?
I heard from a little bird.
I learned yesterday. I didn't hit before, so I was, you know, it's enough for everyone to have a Mamanash and a Rabbi. And a Rabbi Nailuk as well. It's enough for Rabbi Nailuk also. Rabbi Abraham too.
Can you, yes?